Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Make sure you get them fingers ready to dial the phone. We're going to play Beat the Bank in about 30 minutes. And get your last votes in for the Kid-Tucky Derby race. It's Jenna's day today.
Literally, last-minute voting.
Yeah, we're going to close the window at in about 13 minutes. So if you want to get in the championship round, where you're going to win $500, and then we'll give you an additional $500 to bet on the actual Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, buddy.
Where you can win some real deal money.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's the only way to get in right there. And for the last few years, you know, we've been helping parents get the kids out of the house. Because when summer rolls around, that's when the kids get restless.
Mom, I'm bored. Mom, I'm bored.
What are we going to do today, Mom?
Yeah.
Mom? And then sometimes, you know, if you're like my family, all your friends go off to camp, and then you're just stuck there by yourself.
Yeah.
And there's nothing lonelier than just you and the cartoons all day long. That's when you get super annoying.
When your cartoons become your best friends.
Yeah, I was that kid. All my friends would go off to camp, Kelly, and I would just be sitting there eating by myself, playing by my parents would be working, nothing to do.
I think my mom fooled me into believing that vacation Bible school was camp. Because I'm like,
that kind of is.
It was something
somewhere
to do.
Go.
Yeah, it's something to do. And, you know, I did it.
But you didn't do overnight.
But no.
And there's day camps.
Yeah.
I had to go to overnight camp, but it was church camp. And it was all Bible related.
Yeah.
We had all Bible related competitions. Yeah. And I just learned how nasty girls are at camp. That was my big eye. Oh, my gosh.
You learned many valuable lessons at camp, I hear.
Life lessons.
I learned that at the bar.
I think that was so naive, I think, because of that. See, my mom would just go to the 99-cent store and buy me those activity books.
Do that.
When I'm like in fourth grade.
Connect the dots, honey.
Yeah. And it's for like kindergartners, Kelly. And I'm like, Mom, this is way below me.
Well, they come up with so many inventive camps now. Different, you know, fun, creative activities, space camp, spy camp.
I love the zombie, like hunting zombie camp. That's so cool.
Thing is, they're all expensive.
So basically, we had kids write us letters letting us know which camp they would love to go to and why they deserve to go and what's going on in their lives that, you know, impedes them from going on these trips or these camps.
Impedes.
So we got this letter.
JC. So,
I'm not bragging, but I bought a dictionary.
Impedes.
You have a word of the day.
We have Paige on the phone. Hey, Paige.
Hi.
How old are you, Paige?
11.
11 years old. I would have to say you wrote us one of the funniest letters.
Mm-hmm.
And very cute.
And a very cute camp idea that I don't think we've gotten in the past, Paige.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to read your letter real quick, okay, Paige?
Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Florida State University is the only school that has a circus with its own tent. Did you know that?
Wow. No, I did not know that.
No. They do a circus camp over the summer where we get to do the tightrope and the cloud swing. I don't even know what that is. And the flying trapeze, where we actually get caught if we can do the flip in time.
Uh-huh.
My favorite is the Spanish web. We might move, but I still want to go to FSU for college, and I want to be in the circus. The camp's really expensive for my mom to pay for me and my sister, but I would love to go. Thank you. Paige.
Wow, Paige. That's awesome. So you want to be in the circus when you grow up?
Yes.
You like the acrobatic part.
Yeah, right. Like, what would you want to be doing?
Everything.
Would you be a clown?
No.
An elephant trainer?
Except for that.
Elephant trainer?
Would you be the pretty girl that stands on the elephant's head and trunk?
I don't think they do that.
Well, not at this.
Well, what would you like to be in the circus?
I don't know, but I really want to do the trapeze.
Okay, the trapeze.
You want to do the trapeze?
Okay.
Well, you know what, Paige?
What?
We're going to go ahead and send you to the FSU circus camp.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You get to become a professional trapeze artist, hopefully.
Thank you.
Now, you've got a sister, too, right?
Right.
Is she going to go to circus camp?
She's not old enough this year.
Oh, darn it.
There's an age limit to circus camp?
A minimum.
Oh, darn it. We were going to offer to send her, too, but she's not old enough to go. Darn it.
How old is your sister, Paige?
Five.
Five?
Oh, yeah.
That might be a little bit young.
Well, you can just go to circus camp, and you can come home and tell her all about it and get her all excited. Maybe when she's old enough, she can go, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you checked with your mom on this?
Yeah, is your mom cool with that?
Yes.
Is your mom right there?
Let us holler at her right quick.
Hello.
Hey, Mom?
Hi, Abby.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, we're sending your daughter Paige to circus camp. Hope that's okay.
We're shipping your daughter to the circus.
That is so awesome and also so very appropriate.
Why is that?
Is she like a little clown?
Is she very goofy?
They do the class superlatives every year at her elementary school, and every year she gets class clown.
Oh, really?
Well, you know what, Abby? She just told us she doesn't want to be a clown in the class.
She might be a DJ when she grows up.
Well,
she's awesome.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Paige is going to be out of your hair and at circus camp this summer.
Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Make sure, Abby, that Paige sends us pictures and video because we definitely want to see what she learns out there, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Hold on for us, okay? We'll set you up.
Lots of face painting.
Oh, so much face painting.
I bet. Yeah.
Hopefully it's the physical stuff. You know, that's the thing is you want your kids, you know, we're all bit and pummeled. Kids have to get 60 minutes of exercise a day.
Yeah.
And you know what that means?
Oh.
Mom's got to go out there and do it too. And you want to do fun stuff that you can do with them.
And good job to FSU for having a circus camp. They're like
unique.
A party school. Yeah, it's so unique.
I'm trying to think how I could approach my mother at the age of 11 and say, Mom, I want to go to circus camp. I mean, my mom was pretty supportive with my ideas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a tough one, me as an adult, thinking back as a child. Like, is this going to... You know, like,
it
how can I talk?
It doesn't always have to affect them. Well, anything you do now can affect your long term, but it teaches you discipline, you know, up there flipping and conquering your fears. Can you imagine how much nerve it takes to swing out there?
I mean, look, watch one of Pink's performances. That's that stuff they learn in
that's
the
acrobatic.
Circus. That's hard.
That's acrobatic.
And she's in great shape because of it.
For sure.
We'll do another camp tomorrow.
All right.
We'll find out where one of these kids is going to be sent off to. But we got to get to this foot and mouth moment that occurred yesterday.
All right. I love it.
You love it because it's not you for once.
Yes,
right?
I love it because it's not me. There's a foot and a mouth, and neither one are mine. Not my foot, not my mouth.
You've had some great Hall of Fame foot and mouth moments.
Epic.
In fact, let's play some. No, I'm kidding.
No.
So we have Russ Face who works for us.
What does he do?
He's been on the show before. He handles social media quite a bit. He does a bit of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a jack of all trades. You know?
Master of...
He knows how to do quite a few things around the office.
Okay.
Except talk to women.
Except talking to the ladies. Talking to the ladies is not his forte. In fact, last year when we went to Mexico for the family vacation, we went to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. We did a bit where we went up to this party and I pretended to be a soap opera artist. And we were talking about it on the air and he said some foot and mouth things about the ladies at that party.
Yeah.
That I will not repeat.
Yeah. Because we don't want to get them upset to the point of crying again.
And so I thought that was old Russ. I thought that's gone.
Just last week, or week before last, he was at Kelly's party and kind of bumping and grinding and, you know, having a good time.
I thought he had made that turn, Al, like where he could actually talk to girls and, like, everything's cool.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday...
Well, at least drunk ones.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know what he was saying to them. So my wife comes to visit yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She brings my son and my daughter, along with her friend Lisa, who visited us from, we knew her from San Diego. She lives in Minnesota now, so she's visiting for the weekend.
Lisa is hot.
Lisa's a good-looking girl.
Tell y'all that.
She used to do some promotional modeling with my wife
back
in the day, like 10 years ago.
Gotta be hot to do that.
And so she's a really good-looking lady.
Yep.
And we're sitting by the cooler back there, because people still sit by the water cooler and talk. And we're in a bit of a circle. So
Who's in the circle? Amy's
over there, who does the web stuff.
Uh-huh.
Then you got my wife. My daughter, our boss George is standing right there.
Okay.
Kinsey's friend.
Okay. And Kinsey, I'm assuming.
And Kinsey. Yeah. And I think Jenna came in a little bit later.
Yep.
And so we're sitting around, and all of a sudden, Russ looks at Kinsey's friend and goes, "Hey, what are you, like Kinsey's mom or something?"
Oh!
You are so dumb. Oh! You are really dumb. For real.
Again. This is my wife's friend.
Oh, my God.
Who just was called my wife's mom.
Oh, my God.
She took it very well, Al.
Yeah.
Normally, I've seen girls that completely just fall apart in that moment, and rightfully so, because girls don't like to be called old.
Oh, my God.
And she just looked at him and said, "No, I'm just her really good friend."
Okay, good. She kept it.
And you would think that's where it would end. It did not end there, right, Jenna?
Oh, no, he had to put the other mouth in.
Normally, if you say something inappropriate, you just have to grovel a little bit and be like, well, you're beautiful. And
well,
then,
obviously, he apologized as soon as he said it, right?
Al,
JC, please.
I go off on him. I'm like, Russ, why would you say something like that? You don't say that. And he goes, well, I don't know. She kind of looks like her mom.
Yeah. Oh, just keep going.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm okay. Like, stop
normally
saying
a guy would
that.
Kind of grovel a little bit. So I found myself compensating, even though I just met the friend. And I'm like, yeah, Russ, if she had Kinsey when she was like 5.
Right.
Yeah, of course, Kinsey's friend's like, no, I mean, I'm a little bit older, but still not old enough really to be her mom.
Right.
But she was even trying to reason with it and make it better. So Russ walks off. And then I think he decided he was going to come back and approach again.
Oh.
And
wow.
I looked at
why? I would never want to see that person again in my life. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's good you say that because I'm standing there. Our boss at this point, JC's run off. Our boss, George, has run into another office because he was just so mortified.
Oh,
it's an awkward situation. Russ approaches the circle again, and I looked at him, and I'm like, you be careful. I mean, I even gave him a warning, and he was just like, what, it's fine. It's not like I'm ever going to see you again.
Oh, my God.
And I go, and how does that make it better?
Oh, my God.
I just saw her face. It was she came in here happy because she had never seen the.
She's
heard
our. Exciting to go to a
she
studio
actually
never been to.
She
before.
Watches us on TV. Now.
She watches
she left
Dish Nation.
Feeling just as happy as she did when she walked in.
She watches. She listens to our show.
That's
on
our
the
ambassador
Kid,
right there
on the Kid Nation app.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And just her demeanor just completely, I just felt it sink.
Oh, she handled it great.
She
I mean,
did.
Like any of us who are so really social would try and do and be like, it's fine.
I feel so bad.
And then, Al, you've put your foot in your mouth. How
many
do you
times.
Fix that situation?
Many times.
You don't?
Well, first, you apologize.
I mean, Al is like, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. That's what Al does.
I would.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do except apologize and grovel and leave.
The words are not like a computer where you can hit delete.
Right.
Once words are said, they're said. Okay? You can try and apologize. That's all you really can do is try and apologize and say, man, I'm so sorry. Let me give you a hug or something. I put my foot in my mouth
plenty
countless times. But I try to
at some point.
No, I don't want to intentionally hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah.
And I definitely was trying to apologize. Hug them. That's what I do. I just hug.
Yeah. When I got home, I wanted to see how she was doing because Kinsey went and dropped her off at the airport because she was leaving. And I'm like, that's the worst timing. Like, I don't even get to talk to her afterwards. And I asked Kinsey, I'm like, how was she in the car ride over? And she said, we just got in and she was really quiet. And about 10 minutes into the drive, she looked over at me and she goes, I mean, I don't really look like I could be your mom.
She's going to take that with her.
She's going to remember that for the rest of her life.
But what does it matter? He never has to look at that face again. What does it matter?
Boy.
Is there a class? Is there a class we could, like, send guys to so that this doesn't happen?
It happens, man.
It's my wife's friend. I can't bring friends over here if they're going to be...
Oh, boy.
Hopefully we can get Russ in here to defend himself next break, but we want to hear from you. If you've had a foot-and-mouth moment, give us a call and let us know. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How'd you put your foot in your mouth?
Yes.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before the break, we were talking about one of our very own having a foot-and-mouth moment.
And it wasn't me.
And it was not Big Al Mac.
Yeah, you've gotten better.
Trying.
I think Russ is embarrassed by it. He doesn't want to come and talk about it. Understand? But if you want to, we're here.
Apparently he's mad that we talked about it.
Well, don't call my wife's friend her mother after you've met my wife's mother.
And then fail to apologize.
By the way, he's met my wife's mom like 3 or 4 times. Like, she's come in here
truly
quite a bit.
He doesn't look old enough.
Well, the lesson normally is if you don't know, I found myself in the pregnant girl situation. Like, you want to say congratulations if it's a cute girl and she looks pregnant, but I always stop myself.
I do too. I've learned.
Unless I hear her talking about it, because you just never want to go there with something that could ultimately be very offensive and ruin someone's day.
So, long story short, Russ Face from the back area here at work. Met my wife's friend and asked her if she was my wife's mom. Foot and mouth moment ensued there. And then, no apology. He then went on to say, well, it's not like I'm ever going to see you again. So that was foot and mouth number 2. And that's luckily where it ended. Big Al, what would you say is your most famous foot and mouth moment?
You know what? It was so offensive.
How
I don't even want to. Yeah, how can I pick? I asked this one girl one time if she was from Germany, No, she was from Germany, and I asked her if she had hair under her arms.
Because?
That wasn't, I don't know. And
she told one woman she was obviously Jewish.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I don't even
want
to repeat that one.
Didn't you try to do
that? She looked just a girl that she looked just like Jay Leno. That was not.
Oh, and I asked another girl. I said, has anybody ever told you you look just like Whoopi Goldberg?
And, oh, wow. Yeah. So,
I've had my moments.
That's old Al.
That is old Al.
Who still makes an appearance from time to time. our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you have had a foot and mouth moment or your significant other. Kelly, have you ever had one, a bad one?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, mine was, but it's such a long story to tell. The worst was with a listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I didn't know the mics. Well, I thought we went to commercial break.
Yeah.
That kid left the mics potted up.
And you talked about a listener.
I said a few things that I shouldn't have said.
Right.
And then suddenly after I went off ranting, she said, I'm still here. Oh, I literally, and I don't do this often, I literally fell to the floor.
Oh, I bet you did.
I was horrified.
Those are the worst moments.
And then I had to come back. She was on hold. We had to talk to her after the commercial
break.
And Kid, of course, can't let it go.
Oh, no.
I'm just dying.
Kid Craddock lived for those moments.
Oh, yes. You love those. Stacy, what was your foot and mouth moment?
Well, about 10 years ago, I was sitting in the tanning salon waiting to go in, and we live in a small town, and so we were talking about the day's gossip, and I was talking to my friend who owned the tanning salon, and I said, hey, you will never guess what I heard today. So-and-so is having an affair with so-and-so, and he was giving me, like, the shut up, cut your neck off sign, like, be quiet, and I just kept on talking, like, you will never, ever believe this. And I kept talking, and I said, I just can't believe that Miss So-and-so would do that. And a young woman stood up beside me and extended her hand and said, nice to meet you. I'm So-and-so's daughter. And yes, it's true.
Oh,
dang. Oh, my God.
Yes, very awkward.
Oh, and what did you say to that?
Not like I'm ever going to see you again.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, my.
Sorry about that.
Oh,
hey,
my.
It was true.
Oh, man.
We gotta learn not to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do at the salons, right? You just got to do a little gossiping here and there. Get it going. Have a great day, Stacy. Man.
We need to have a code word. There needs to be an international.
He was doing the cutoff sign.
An international code word. I don't care. Good in any language. Like, if you're not getting the cutoff.
How is cut the neck not
I know,
the international
I
symbol?
Know, yeah. I know.
But sometimes you get so into
like,
your story.
I guess, shut up, babe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
normally, girls
work.
Are better at giving girls each other cues.
Yeah.
We pick up on it better than guys. Uh-huh. But I don't know.
Hey, what's going on, William? William?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I had a situation a couple of years back. I just started dating my my now wife, and this is our first Christmas with her family, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're at her aunt's house, and everybody's for her, too. And there's like 20 people in this house. You can't find Aunt Sue. Well, I see her coming out of the closet. So naturally, I go, hey, she's coming out of the closet, guys. Silence. It was crickets. It wasn't until after she left they told me, she's now a lesbian. y'all could have told me before. Thanks, guys. Just ruined that relationship with that aunt. We've been married now for 3 years, and still, it's, hey, everybody. Hi, Doss.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, William.
Have a great day, buddy. That's great.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
Bye, man.
That's great. That's
look, she's coming out of the closet.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, this Tiffany, what did you do?
Okay, this was not me. This was a friend of mine.
Okay.
So she was actually at her nephew's birthday party.
Yeah.
And they were playing catch, and he had a drink in one hand. And he just kept trying to catch the ball with just one hand. And she just keeps saying, Jax, you can't put your drink down. It's too hard. You can't catch it with one hand. You can't catch it with one hand. And she is just going on and on about how hard it is to do it just with one hand. And she notices that this lady next to her just keeps giving her death glares. She finally turns around, and the lady's daughter is standing there, and she was actually born with only one arm.
Oh!
Oh, no!
I know.
Oh, no!
It was awful.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Then what do you do? You're like,
foot and mouth moments are great when you're not involved. Yeah. Is what I'm noticing. Oh man.
Boy. Oh.
Al, didn't you have a similar one with the girls on Halloween?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, you can't.
Oh my God. How did we forget
that? You can't, Tiffany. Yeah, you can.
Tell
us. This is probably my favorite.
Oh.
I don't even know if it's a foot and mouth moment. It's like.
How did we even.
So. All right. Check it out.
This is so bad.
I'm going to look back in the back and look at somebody that I haven't told the story to.
It's
I've told,
time for the story.
Oh, there's plenty of people that haven't heard this.
So I'm at this Halloween party at this bar, and I need to go get a drink. So I go to the bar to get a drink, and two people are dressed like Grim Reaper with the full-on
scream.
Scream. It's like the whole thing, covering their faces and everything, the gown, the hat. So one of them has like a meat cleaver, a plastic meat cleaver in their hand as a prop, and she kind of pokes me with it, and she goes, and I can't see her mouth, or, you know, I'm like, am I not? She goes, and she's poking me, so I just kind of make a motion to her. And so that one girl looks at the other girl and starts doing sign language, like, I'm like, oh, crap, she's deaf. Oh, that was the worst thing in the world. Oh, my God.
Al was going all out with noises and everything.
Oh, so I apologize to all of our deaf listeners. That was my bad.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, all right, now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Lindsay, why did your class think you were racist?
Well, my kids walked into my classroom the other day talking all about Waka Flocka Flame running for president. And I like to impress my kids with knowing about things that are happening in their world. And so we were talking about it, and I was trying to make them understand that running for president is not easy. It's a very difficult job. So I made the example, Waka Flocka can't just run for president like he could go get a job at a fast food restaurant. Unfortunately, the fast food restaurant that popped out of my mouth just so happened to sell fried chicken.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So they thought you were making a racist comment.
Yeah. They did. Every single one of them went and just started going off, and I just stood there for like 5 minutes and wanted to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I had to try to defend that I was not, in fact, racist. I just couldn't think of any other restaurant faster.
Yeah.
But did you make the statement of several of my friends are black? We love
yes,
that.
I did. And that I'm white and I love fried chicken and it doesn't have anything to do with color.
Shame on
them for being so close-minded.
There you go. Turn it around, girl. Spin it.
Atta girl, Lindsay.
Spin it.
Have a great day.
Oh, man. Foot
I
and mouth moments.
We're doing
the
foot
worst.
And mouth moments.
The because, worst.
Because why not? Because why not? Trina, yours involved your grandma, huh?
Yes. My grandmother was a hateful, very, very, very mean person, and most people did not like her because of it. For example, when she died on Halloween, my mom says it's because her master called her home.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We were in the car, and it was my mom, my husband, my dad. We're all driving somewhere. My dad's driving, and they were talking about my aunt, who is just like my grandma, just as mean and everything. And my mom said there's a special place for them, you know, down below, for people like that. And I said, and my grandma's name was Wanda, and I said, yeah, and Wanda's already there. And I was like, ooh. And my dad didn't speak to me for a week.
Oh, that's his mommy.
Yeah. Family, family foot in mouth.
Yeah, you can get away with it when it's your own family. It's like, well, you're still my dad, so you gotta talk to me at some point.
And your dad knows, Trina. He knows.
Yeah, Everybody. Yeah, he knew she was mean and everything. He just didn't really speak to me. He was pretty mad that I said that she was already down there.
Don't call my baby ugly.
Thank you, Trina.
Don't
for
call
your
my
call.
Baby ugly.
Oh man. Okay, let's do one more here, Don. You had pregnancy brain, and it led to a foot-and-mouth moment, huh?
Yes, it did. I was, like, 9 months pregnant, and I was, you know, I was pretty big, but this girl came in, and she was telling me, gosh, you are so huge. And I was like, so are you, and you're not even pregnant.
It just came out.
Yeah,
it just came out.
You just don't have the filter.
She wasn't even that big, but I was just
in
really
defense
upset.
Mode. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was just really upset with her.
Oh, no.
And to make it worse, I was at work, and she was one of my customers.
Oh, no. I'm sure she bought a lot of product from you or whatever.
Yeah. Did she just walk out of the store?
she did. Yeah. She wasn't very happy with me. My boss was kind of understanding about it, though, so.
Wow. Well, I guess, you can blame it on pregnancy brain. Yeah, you can't mess with a pregnant woman. Thank you for, we'll do one last one.
All right.
Because this one involves being pregnant as well, I guess. But other side. Sarah, what happened to you?
Well, I work at a doctor's office, and a lady came in and was saying some kind of weird stuff, and then all of a sudden she goes, "So when's your baby due?" And I said, "I'm not pregnant." So I guess she thought she was going to make it better and fix her foot and mouth and said, "Oh, no, you're just fat like me." Not only does she tell me I look like I'm pregnant, she tries to fix it and still tells me I'm fat.
Yeah, the double foot mouth moment. Yeah, that's how we do it right there. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, that's
there's no coming back.
There's no coming back. No. I did that to a lady years ago in the bank. And I'm in the line at the bank. Like, they have you all lined up waiting on a teller.
Yeah.
And so I did the same exact thing. I'm like, "Oh, so when do you do?" Because I'm not pregnant. I'm like, I apologize. There's nowhere for me to go.
No.
There's people in front of me. There's people behind me. She's right there next to me. So I'm like, you can't fix it. I just, I'm so sorry.
You have a wonderful day, Sarah. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Oh, man.
Despite all that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, you can't do your beat the bank thing here.
I can't. I didn't have my headphones
in. Top beat.
I didn't have my headphones in. No, go on in. I couldn't hear it. There you go, Jim. There you go.
Beat.
There you go.
The bang. Come on, Kelly.
Then come on.
Beat the bang.
Oh, you're off beat, Kelly.
Beat the bang.
I kind of like it, though.
Beat the bang.
Yesterday, Julia Kapke won the max, $450 for her turn.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped right at the last second. And then Megan Joy won $610. But that one went up all the way to $1,000.
$1,000, yep.
That's the thing. You never know how high it's going to go. It just depends on your gambling skills. Let's meet our contestant for this hour with Beat the Bank. Melissa Clary, how you doing?
Hi.
What's up, Melissa?
What's up, girl?
Hi. I'm on my way to drop my daughter off at school. I had to pull into someone's driveway.
No, you're in a total stranger's driveway?
The safest thing.
Yes, because we can't have our phones around the school.
Oh, see, okay. I like how you're following the rules. I'll be on your phone texting.
I'm going to get a $250 ticket for that.
Yeah, you don't want
wow.
that.
Wow.
What grade is your daughter in?
She's in kindergarten, and she kept telling me, "I don't know why you call. They don't ever answer."
Oh, you showed her.
Can't win if you don't play.
You tell her in your face.
Yeah. You don't give her anything.
And Kelly wants me to quit so she can play Beat the Bank.
Oh, does she really?
Yes, she does.
Quit your job.
Kids love this game so much.
I know. It's a fun game.
It's fun to play game.
Along. Melissa, what's your daughter's name?
Miley.
Miley. Hopefully Miley can help you decide when to stop. We're going to put you in that bank vault. You're going to hear a bunch of numbers being thrown your way.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the one you like, you just yell stop. That's how much money you win. Okay, Melissa?
Okay.
But if you don't get it to stop in time and it shuts on you, then you get nothing.
Okay.
All right. Since you're renting somebody's driveway, you should probably break them off 10%.
No,
yeah, like maybe $25 or something. So that's pretty good bargain right there.
All right.
All right, Melissa, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, let's play.
Beat the bank.
$200.
Oh, nice start. Right, okay.
$260.
Very nice.
$290. $360. $380. $410. $450. $580.
You guys there?
Yeah, they're there.
$740.
Stop.
Yeah!
Woo!
$740.
Nice. Stop.
Nicely done, Melissa.
Jeez.
Nicely done. You got nerves of steel,
dying.
Girl.
Melissa, what was little Miley? I could faintly hear your little girl. What was she saying?
Every time they would say a number, she'd go, my gosh.
Yeah, to a little girl, even $200
is
a
lot. Yeah. What are you going to do with that kind of cash, Melissa?
I don't know. I'm so excited.
You should be.
Yeah, you got $740. 40 of that can go to the person who owns the house that you're parked in front of.
No, you keep every dime. Just peel out. Peel out.
Oh, yeah, you should totally peel out. That'd be fun. Melissa, would you like to hear how high it went and see if you made the right choice?
Sure.
Of course you do. Yeah, let's find out.
Girl, you got a gut instinct right there.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It was going to stop right after that.
Yeah. It stopped right after that.
Oh, my God. I'm so lucky.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Or skillful.
That was perfect.
That was pretty good. You played it very well, Melissa.
Nice job, Melissa.
$740. If you didn't get in this hour, by the way, we're going to play again an hour from now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Say hi to Miley for us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Can you have Miley just go, yay, for the promo?
Yay.
Did you hear?
Yeah,
we heard it. She was cool, calm, collected.
She has to go to school.
All right, hold on for us, Melissa. We'll get you your money.
Man, nice job.
Wow. $740.
I hate to be sexist. You don't expect to see a woman have that kind of guts.
Very sexist, Al.
I'm telling you.
You can't start something by saying, I don't mean to be sexist.
I didn't expect to see a woman gambling like that. That's cool. I like it. Just like when I see a woman on the craps table, I like that. That's hot, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't think women are good at gambling. that's basically
That's exactly what I said, yeah. Jason.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Little update on the earthquake in Nepal.
Okay.
The death toll has climbed over 4,000 people.
Oh, boy.
Some areas have such bad landslides that you can't even access them on foot, so they have to airdrop dry food for those people. And Kelly, you actually thought of a good idea that we could
actually,
how we
it wasn't
could help.
My idea. It was Carolyn, my friend that works with kids' kids.
Yeah.
She said, I really want to do something to help these kids in Nepal. And over the years, we've done over 20 kids' trips.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And each year, the families get T-shirts that are dated. So there's shirts in there from, 1999. There's shirts in there from 2007. But they just, we order more shirts than were needed. So they're just all sitting in boxes in a big warehouse, basically.
Yeah, storage space, whatever.
And she said that she thinks, in her estimation, there could be potentially hundreds, if not maybe 1,000 or more shirts in there.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
That we could ship over there because there are kids who have nothing, nothing to wear.
They
and
lost
and families. They lost everything. So we don't.
That's a good idea.
She asked me last night, she goes, people, I don't know why they think I know stuff, and I don't.
Yeah.
How do you? I said, well, I'm sure there's charity organizations that we could team up with and send those out-of-date T-shirts to people who could actually use them.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know which organization. So if you're listening and you have an idea, I mean, we'll take care of, kids will take care of shipping them and everything. We just don't know how to send them to. Yeah.
That'd
be great.
Because we definitely want it to get there the right way.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And they're just sitting there.
You feel so helpless. I mean, this thing did happen on the other side, literally on the other side of the world. But, you want to do something.
Yeah, you would hope that if something that catastrophic happened to us and we were immobilized, that, they would return the favor.
Sure.
That's why we do it. And Facebook even jumped on. If you go on your Facebook page today, you will notice that there's a donation tab at the top.
I'm going to go to Facebook right now and see if this is working.
So there's a donation to Nepal. And Facebook has said that they're going to match every dollar that's been donated through their widget to the International Medical Corps, the IMC, up to $2 million. So I think last I checked, they were close to 500,000. I'm sure it's going to climb as the day. I'm sure it's closer to a million now. So, a couple bucks here, and then they'll match it. And 100% of the proceeds raised, 100%. Facebook says they're going to donate to Nepal.
Jenna, didn't you say you read something that said that if an earthquake like this hit L.A., for example?
Yeah, well, they've started doing a lot of, geological analysis and simulations because a lot of experts are saying that it's been so long since an earthquake of that magnitude has hit the San Andreas Fault outside of California that it's bound to happen this severe in the next 30 years. It's very likely that a heavy earthquake's going to hit California, and they said if the size of the one that hit Nepal, 7.9, hit LA, that they predicted, I mean, they did a full scale. You can see all of the damage and how they simulated it, but something like 1,900 people would lose their lives and
$213 billion
in damage. And, you know, I mean, they did full simulations. They said with us and our electricity, you know, in that area with the terrain, they don't have a lot. They're not equipped.
Right, right.
But with us, it's almost all the electrical wiring they have in California. They said that would be the most damaging and fires and things like that.
Man, oh man.
Over 5,057 now in the death toll. That's the latest.
So it's over 5,000 now?
Nepal's National Emergency Operations Center says the death toll's risen to 5,057.
When did it happen again? Was it Sunday? Monday? Today?
Sunday morning? Saturday morning.
Because they pulled one survivor out of all the rubble, and hopefully they pulled multiple, but they pulled this one guy out, feared dead, but he wasn't, and he actually responded when they touched his arm. And he'd been buried in rubble since it happened. So since Saturday, Sunday, whatever.
There's still hope for some.
Sure. People are strong and resilient. So hopefully there's more survivors.
And there's help.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the horse races now.
Okay.
The Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the event that goes on all week long.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's race, the winner was JC's baby Blazer.
Sure, it was.
So you love that blazer.
I do love that blazer, but I just call it a blazer.
It's a baby blazer, dude.
Baby blazer. So baby blazer is going to be in the championship round on Friday.
Okay. And somebody will be randomly selected that picked the baby blazer horse to win the race.
Yep.
And they'll be representing baby blazer on Friday in the championship round.
But today is Jenna's race.
Today is the Jenna day. Mm-hmm. We have the favorite and the least favorite in today's race, Jenna.
Okay.
The favorite to win this one, according to Kid Nation, is kind of sort of boyfriend.
Why?
Which came in at 27%.
Why? Why would you guys vote for him to win?
because that's what they thought was going to win. I thought that was a front runner too. I don't know why.
It was your gut instinct.
I don't think that one's going to make it out of the gate.
And then least favorite.
I'm going to shoot it.
I said I was going to euthanize it on the track.
The least favorite horse to win it all, according to Kid Nation, was Jay Farrow. 11% of the votes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope he shows them.
Yeah, maybe Jay Farrell can pull it out right there.
Okay, he's the long shot.
He just texted me yesterday after the horses were announced immediately, and I was like, oh, my gosh, is he listening?
Was he?
Well, he's been on a trip abroad. He's back in the U.S.
Oh, so what abroad's he with?
He was just saying, what's up? I don't know. He went to Europe.
Oh, so he just randomly texted you, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
I know.
Fate.
Interesting.
It's fate, yes.
Is it just him?
Say Jay Farrell's name on the radio, and he just texts Jenna.
Jay Farrell. Did he text
you? He might. I don't know.
Doesn't know if he does.
His ears perk up.
All right, let's get to today's Kentucky race.
Welcome back
to
Kid Nation.
You can watch on Kid TV, by the way.
Yeah, watch it.
Jenna race for the Kentucky Derby. Here's the field. Number one is Jenna's Jorts, comfortable in that saddle here in the post parade. Number two is Pugget List. Got a birthday party on its mind, but really wants to win this one.
It's a horse pug.
Number three is kind of sort of boyfriend. Isn't really sure if he belongs in this race, but he's going to give it a try.
Great.
Number four, fresh off a sand flea infestation, is Swimming with Pigs. Today's race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And rounding out the field is number five, Jay Farrow, doing impressions of all the other horses in today's race.
KidTV.com if you want to watch it.
They're off in the Jenna race. And Pugget List, look at those little legs go. He's right out to the front, really wants to win this one. Jenna's Jorts is racing strongly in second. Kinda Sorta Boyfriend is up there in third, but kinda sorta getting competitive now. Swimming with Pigs now coming on the outside. Can't fly, but sure can swim and could be a factor.
Jay Farrow,
his impersonation of a racehorse is now too good. He's far back at this point.
Come for the
top of the stretch.
Jay
Pugget List seems to be maxed out. Oh, Jenna's Jorts has been cut off and is dropping back to third now. Kinda Sorta Boyfriend is out there, but Swimming with Pigs is suddenly coming on strongly. He's going to try to bring home the bacon.
Come on, Jay.
And Swimming with Pigs now takes the lead.
Oh.
It's Swimming with Pigs to win today's Jenna race.
Swimming with Pigs.
Jenna's Jorts, Pugget List, kind of sort of boyfriend, and Jay Farrow.
It's a great showing for everybody except for Jay Farrow.
Well, the fans were feeling, I mean, that was right.
Yeah.
I mean, they picked him to lose.
Poor Jay Farrow.
Yeah. What's a black horse got to do?
Man.
I was feeling
Swimming
George.
With Pigs. If you pick Swimming with Pigs, we're going to draw one of those random right guesses, and then you'll be entered into Friday's race.
Yeah.
All the marbles.
And whoever takes that that championship race will win $500 in cash, and then we'll give you $500 to bet on the actual Kentucky Derby race. And then you bet on whatever horse you want. You can do research. You can do whatever name you think is cute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you can just take the long shot.
Yeah, take the long shot.
Take the 40-1 or whatever.
Am I placing the bet? Because I'll be there.
I'm sure you could.
I don't know how to bet.
You just go up there.
Y'all better do that online.
No, you give them the money and say.
I don't know how it works.
You say $500 on this horse.
No. That's it.
Oh.
That's all you got to do.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you can do.
It's complicated.
You can do so many things.
You can do a
trifecta. You can have an exacta.
No, you have to do it all on one. That's the rules.
Okay.
That I'm not doing. Y'all
why not? We forgot you were
going to
be there.
Y'all done it every year without me going.
Online?
Yeah, you do it online.
It's probably for the best.
She's right.
What if Kelly would forget?
I will screw it up.
She can't even buy
Kelly forgot and they picked the long shot and Kelly forgets to put the bet thousands and thousands of dollars.
Kelly would be responsible for paying that money.
Yeah. You'd have to take it out of your muralist salary.
That's right.
You would have to.
Have him on retainer.
Yeah, I know you do.
I've got $400 in a Bet Us account. I don't know if it's Bet Us or Bet US. I don't know what it is. Anyway, because I don't bet that much.
Okay.
But anyways, $400. I've made 3 bets over the last 2 or 3 years, and I've won all 3 of them, but I've always kept the money in there. Just small bets.
What are you betting
sure
on?
Sure things.
Like football stuff, Al?
Yeah, it could be football. It could be, you know, just whatever. It's random stuff.
Yeah.
But I've always won.
You're 3-0?
I'm 3-0. So I've built my stash up to $400. I could start off with 20 or whatever. And I want to bet something on the race, but I don't know what horse to bet on. We should look up and see the actual horse.
We will.
Yeah, we will. We'll look up
Friday. Between now and Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
maybe on Thursday after the final race, because right now we got to concentrate on the actual races going on the show.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Because tomorrow, Big Al Mac, you're going to be excited to hear.
Oh, is it my day?
It's the Big Al Mac race tomorrow. Right. Let's hear a preview.
Here are the horses for tomorrow's race. Hump day, that means it's Big Al's race. And here's the field for the Big Al race for the Kid-Tucky Derby. Number one is Big Al's Sunday Shade. Kind of disheveled, but he's got the inside post in this one. Number two is Millie Jackson. Big Al spent the night in Millie Jackson's stable. Just didn't want anybody to know about it, but she's number two. Number three is Because I'm High. Just seems happy to be here. Number four is Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings. This horse has been hanging out with Because I'm High a lot this week. Number five is Dr. Girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. Round out this field. The betting window is open at kidnation.com.
Oh, boy.
There you go. Jenna,
you better put your bet on Dr. Girlfriend.
Jenna, who's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite for Al's?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go with, Because I'm High.
I'm going with Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wing for the win.
Kelly's going, okay.
Because I'm High.
I'm going to take Dr. Girlfriend because she's got some legs on her.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my bet.
Of course it is.
It better
you
be.
You don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, buddy.
Actually,
what? Are you changing your mind?
Yeah, I'm going with Millie Jackson.
I'm going to go with Millie.
Oh, I'm sticking with Wing.
I'm going to go with Millie.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm going to go with Millie.
I'm loyal. I'm sticking with my original choice.
Is Millie Jackson going to gross out the rest of the competition and take the cake? Maybe.
Millie's going to stop and go to the bathroom.
Oh, man. Oh, Millie.
If you don't know who Millie Jackson is, it's the one celebrity, Big Al Mac, had a very, very, very torrid relationship with.
One torrid, whether it was...
Look up her cover.
Friendship. It was, you know, we just.
One of the covers on her album was her sitting on a toilet.
I used to drive her to the airport and from the airport when she would come into town to do a radio
That's
show.
What you call
I'll just pull over and.
Yeah. Right there?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
What? Pull over?
In the limo.
No.
I got to ask the hard hitting questions,
you.
Al. We were going to throw it in the Showbiz Top 5.
Thanks, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. And this song came out, like, around that time.
Oh, really? It's about you.
And so,
Did you play it during?
No! It came out, though, seriously. It came out about that time.
Well, it's about loving a younger man. You were the younger man.
I love saying it came out about
that. Oh, Millie Jackson.
I didn't realize she sounded like a man.
No, she doesn't sound like a man. She's got a raspy roar. Young man, hold a woman.
Could you tell us her when she would call you?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on now? It's Millie. What if you're lonely at 2 o'clock in the morning this morning?
Y'all better chill. Millie kill me.
When was the last time you heard from Millie? Have you heard anything since this whole revival?
No, I haven't. I've been afraid to call because I would randomly call her just to see how she was doing. You know,
I mean, I knew her that old time.
I knew her about 4 or 5 years, right?
She's on her hip. How's your hip, Millie?
Al, you would just Would you drink and get lonely?
I used to. That's a very intimate relationship. When you're driving somebody, the same person over and over, and you know they're talking to you, and you.
Yes, I'm very intimate with my driver.
I mean, I'm just saying. It's like your barber or your hairstylist or your bartender or your driver.
Did you love her?
She was a very good friend. Was a very nice lady.
You love her?
Very nice lady.
I should call her.
I'm embarrassed now because if she's heard, I can't call her now. I can never call
her
again.
She's changed her number, I'm sure.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I don't know what that delicious smell in the studio is, but
my little Atkins pizza.
Oh, Kelly, it smells so good.
Pizza?
I was about to start talking.
Sharon Osbourne says now you can eat Atkins pizza.
I got a mouthful of that.
Diet pizza.
Like, I can kind of taste it somehow. So good.
I'm telling you, if you do the diet frozen entrees, Atkins to me are the most delicious.
Well, maybe our next contestant in Beat the Bank will score some money and go buy a bunch of those Atkins.
Boom.
Maybe so.
Man, they smell so good. Earlier, Melissa McClary won the max, $740. That's how high it went. Closed right after that.
Mm-hmm.
She did a great job with
nerves of steel.
Seriously.
Let's meet our new contestant for this hour. Rosemary, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Rosemary.
All right. You just waking up?
No, I've been awake since 3 in the morning.
Me too.
Oh. Why so early?
You got kids, don't you?
What station do you work for?
Yes, my kids got up sick and they still wanted to go to school, so I had to get up and do the mommy thing.
Wow, they still wanted to go to school?
Man.
Yeah, you got some studious kids.
Yes, they still wanted to go.
All right, what grade are they in?
Oh, my little girl's in kindergarten and my son's in fifth grade.
I was going to say, they got to be elementary.
Yeah. Once kindergarten's like, really fun, though.
Once you get like 13, like, I need to stay home for a couple of days.
You put your hand up to the light. Okay.
And she actually heard it with me this morning and she's like, Mom, that little girl's in kindergarten like me.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, see, now you could tell her that you were on as well, Rosemary.
Yeah.
Rosemary,
the very first time we were like backup callers and she's like, Mom, we didn't get through. I said, No, we didn't.
Aww, but you got through this time. That's all that matters. Al, tell her how to play the game, please.
Basically, we're going to lock you in this bank vault and you're going to hear dollar amounts yelled at you. Would you feel comfortable?
No, not really. He just kind of talks.
Well, hollered out at you.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And when you want, you just say stop, and we will, and you'll win the last dollar amount that you heard. Now, if the door closes before you say stop, you get nothing. Got it?
Okay.
Well done, Al.
Got it. Thank you.
That's how you tell somebody how to play Beat the Bank.
That's cold-hearted, Al. You got it. You got that.
Yeah, Rosemary, you got it, dang it.
Got it. Good.
You got it.
All right, Rosemary. All right. Hopefully you win some money, okay? You ready?
Got this.
Thank you.
All right, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$180.
He's yelling.
$400.
Oh, whoa.
$480. $520. $550. $570.
Stop.
$570
it is.
Is that the same amount it was last time?
No, $750.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's just transposed the numbers in my head.
Yeah, you're good.
Congratulations, Rosemary.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
$570, girl. What are you going to do with all that money?
I'm going to take my kids to an amusement park that's here nearby. They've been wanting to go somewhere.
Oh, good.
Go there.
All right.
Cool. That will cover a lot of fun stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Rosemary, would you like to see how much money it could have gone up to?
Yes.
Of course you do. Let's see how high the bank goes.
Okay.
$580. $700.
Ooh,
yeah, there you.
$750.
$800.
Two high ones this week. Wow.
Hey.
That's all right. You got $570, girl.
Rosemary Mejia.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
$570.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much funnel cake that'll buy you at the amusement park before you throw them on that roller coaster?
Oh, my God. A
couple of candied apples.
I can't even believe it. I'm in shock, too.
Don't be in shock. It's all your money. Just hold on for us. We'll get you the money, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day, Rosemary. Get a nap in there because you've been up too.
You've been up since three.
Yeah. Man, it's hard out there for our mama.
Woo!
It's hard out there for kids nowadays. My son was over here yesterday, and I've realized something about a song that's been out for a while.
What's that?
This, you remember this song, Al?
What does the frog say?
Yeah.
Greatness.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I remember that.
Really?
Oh, Jenna, it's great. Okay, at first, you listen to it, and you're like, it's weird. But the more you listen to it, you understand that it's a deep song.
No.
Because we really don't know what a fox says.
No.
So I had my son here yesterday, and I wanted to show off. Because every time he comes here, I want to show Kelly that, look.
Look what you can do now.
My kid's smart, too.
Yeah, because Emma Kelly was so smart when she was little. Like, I remember she was telling me colors when she was, like, 13 months.
Yeah.
14 months, she was telling me, that's pink. That's
a lot
five.
Of credit to her nanny who worked with her while I was at work, you know.
Yeah. So when Kaysen comes in and Kelly's in here, I'm going to be like, hey, Kaysen, let's show off to Kelly.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Let's show Kelly that your daddy is doing some sort of work at home.
Parents do it all the time. So yesterday,
I decided to show Kelly that my son knows animal noises.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And then I have realized that this song has screwed something up in my son's brain. Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
What noise does a cow make?
Moo.
Very good.
What noise does a horse say?
Moo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Mm-hmm. What noise does a chicken make?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What noise does a cat make?
Meow.
Yeah.
Now what does the fox say? My son really thinks that's what a fox says.
Well, according to the song, it is.
That is not.
Well, good job, Kaysen.
So, are you proud of my son, Kaysen?
So, Kelly? So proud. Let me dig up audio from my daughter.
Yeah. Awesome. Emma Kelly was saying, like, parentheses. And like that little.
But girls are verbal earlier than boys. You know, it's just the way it is.
Emma Kelly was throwing up air quotes.
Yeah, she was.
She knew everything.
She's just throwing up the hand.
She could say chrysanthemum.
She's doing the eye roll thing already.
No.
She's got an attitude.
That's not supposed to kick into what, 12 or 13? We're getting eye roll at 8?
I heard that if you get the eye roll at 8, it's not going to be good
for
the teen years.
That's not going to be good.
Are we past the time period where...
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
It's too
Kelly had a rough night.
It's too close and it's too painful.
Okay.
I'm having a lot of issues with Emma Kelly being accepting of my relationship.
Bill.
Yeah, Kelly's been in a full-on committed relationship with Tinder Bill.
And it's truly depleting the life from my soul. It's just, it's hard.
Do you see it beating him down as well?
You see it beating me down?
Yeah.
I'm just, last night was especially exhausting.
All right, so today is what day? April 28th. That's when Giddy Kelly stopped.
I might want to put a different pool up. How long will Bill stick around?
Bill's in for the long haul.
No, he's in.
Bill's in for the
long haul. She's in hard on him.
It's not fun. And he is so good with her. You know, he's trying really hard, but, you know. I'm the mom. I got to figure it out.
It's tough out there for you, Kelly. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It'll hopefully be okay.
When you're ready to talk about it, we're here. Kid Nation is here.
You know, I don't want to embarrass my daughter because, you know, you got to also consider that.
Yeah, I got you.
It's a real problem that I'm sure other single moms have experienced.
Well, Kelly, there may be a time where you're faced to make a decision. I mean, who do you want more in your life? I mean,
thank you, Al. Thank you.
Are you going to pick Bill? Or
I heard there's, Kelly, there's some great boarding schools on the East Coast.
They're all.
Our rich white folks do it all.
You don't have to make
a kid off the
Connecticut. That doesn't ruin them.
Maybe we can do a little Hunger Games.
I'm looking forward to that day when we all, you know, they always say, one day we're going to look back on all of this and laugh. I'm really looking forward to that day.
Ship on up there to an all-girls school.
Is that going to be
it'll be about 15 years.
All-girls school up in the Hamptons.
Bill's going to be married to another girl.
Okay, put that out there in the universe. Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.